Hey, welcome back to Let's Dig Into That. This is a call to connect. We are here because we're curious, because our playing small didn't serve the world. We're flawed, we're honest, and we're willing to go there. Join us as we volunteer our vulnerability in pursuit of growth and lasting change.
Boom!
Yeah.
Well done.
Who is the boom master, Mike? It is my consent captain, the Ooh. Renegade of respect, the charmer with anxiety armor, my honey, JT.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. And of course, the voice that you just heard. She has the eyes the color of hazelnuts with incredible legs and a crazy great butt. Oh. It's Jordan, everybody!
Thank you for complimenting both my nuts and butt. Yeah, I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, I mean, your eyes are hazel, not the color of hazelnuts.
Maybe a shape?
But it was a shake. Of the hazelnut. It was a stretch. It was a stretch. Yeah. But
I could go for some macadamia coffee. Just thinking about nuts now.
Don't get me started on Kalapawai.
Get him started on Kalapawai.
Kalapawai coffee, a couple locations, but on Sundays, macadamia nut
Oof.
Coffee. Whew. Yeah. I would wake up and just throw on a tank and board shorts and just get my booty over there, get some macadamia nut coffee.
Get my board short and booty over there.
Yes. So I have a thought.
Okay,
it was actually a listener thought. So that's
oh good
positive.
Sharing thoughts. I like it.
Right. So last week a podcast that we did dropped. It was scheduled sex, maintenance sex.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And one of our listeners brought up a really great point. Never in the entire 40-minute conversation did we use the word romance.
Apparently overrated. It wasn't just one listener. Like it was. Yes, we kind of plugged intimacy, but I was like, huh, little surprised. And so then you heard as well that I never used it.
Well, it didn't make me feel bad because we talked about intimacy and romance sort of interchangeably.
Yeah.
And that's a mistake because romance has some very interesting, again, hate that word, but some really captivating sort of differences and nuances that I'm curious to explore with you.
Before it came to our attention was the word romance. Like, how often is that on your mind?
I think about romance a lot.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm like, you are a connection guy, and I understand that I think we all get it.
Yeah.
And so that's important. But romance, interesting, on your mind.
Yeah. And so I want to kick it off with just a quick question to you. Would you consider yourself a romantic? Laughing in
well,
the moment. Oh, man.
Yeah, I am laughing right
now. Asking for a beating.
Okay. Am I a romantic? So I'm a Pisces, and somewhere decades ago, I'm sure that I read like, oh, Pisces romantic. So I think I took that very, truth to heart, and I would love to consider myself a romantic. And so I think the capacity there, but I'm definitely more of a perv, I think.
A perv?
Because I'm like, as far as on the romance scale, I'm like, yeah, she's a little freaky, but like, I don't know.
Romance for you leads to sexy
time. Like it.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I don't think it necessarily has to, but true that like my first, top three like romantic type gestures or experiences or when I think of that word, it's not necessarily sex, but that is a result many times.
Okay.
Many
that's
times.
That's interesting. Again,
wow.
I did some thought beforehand,
yeah.
And I absolutely think you're a romantic.
Good. That helps.
Yes. You love to put little love notes in my lunchbox.
That's true.
And I think those little things are actually more meaningful because the truth of the matter and why I was wondering how you were going to field that question is you are not the best receiver of a grand romantic gesture. You're like, why in the world did you bring flowers home?
Okay, grand. we'll call that a modest-ish, but a very, that's kind of the, cliche, like the romantic gesture. No, you're right. That's a quick way to piss me off. Thank goodness. Because again, you said, I'm not a fan of grand. I think that not the grand ones on that list, because there are definitely moves of a magnificent scale that I'm sure I'd be like, hot damn, riddled with romance. But bringing me flowers, first of all, they gonna die. What are we gonna do? We're just spending money on a chore. And then I have to, and I love
and see,
nature and flowers. Mm-hmm. And so,
unless those flowers have a backstory, I'm serious. Like, unless
he is not
unless
wrong.
They
unless
were stolen, hand picked from a mountaintop,
borrowed. Well,
but if you just
seasonally borrowed.
If you bring Jordan a someone else arranged this and I grabbed it for you. Flowers, it's not going to go over great.
Yeah, and again, plant, if you were to bring, like, perhaps, like, something with dirt, yeah. It, like, stands a chance of living, but it just feels like, well, the clock is ticking on this just being over, and so I don't find that at all schmoopy. But you're right, love notes in your lunchbox, I love to set a beautiful table, very thematically goofy most of the time.
You're thoughtful. That's what really, I think, separates romance from this sort of false narrative we have around romance.
Yes, I think our concepts, like When We Met, if I were to go back in time and think about, I'm like, our ideas of what it would have been like romantic were probably very, very different.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Which makes sense. We had relationships with other people.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, do you think, where did your idea of what that gesture, bringing the flowers, like, are those stories coming from, like, your deep love of rom-coms, romantic comedies. This man is the number one hero. And so did it come from that? Is it generationally come from who you're surrounded by, your family? Like, what happened at home?
For me personally, I would honestly say it's a couple different things. But there's no denying the impact of
Hollywood
on what we all think romance is. But I do think that there's reality in where it really does come from is what you've seen, how you were, like, in all honesty, I think people have probably figured this out. I work with kids. I think that we're molded in our childhood. Our developmental years are crucial to the people that we become. And what you are exposed to and what you witness is going to impact that. And so my dad was a romantic. He absolutely was. And so, and most of the time, and no offense to my mom, it didn't land well.
No, I'm just flashing back to, didn't he learn a song and started to sing? And your mom's like, Chris, are you having a stroke?
Yeah.
She was having a stroke?
She was confused, but...
She was confused. But, how sweet.
But afterwards, she thought it was really sweet, and it was very, very meaningful and thoughtful.
Absolutely.
And, but yeah, I definitely witnessed, like, a lot of my dad getting something special that she thought my mom was going to like, and it... Yeah, you know, jewelry, clothing, like that wasn't it for her. And but I also saw my dad hit a lot of home runs. And so,
and making the effort. That's really sweet to hear.
Yeah, and so I really do think that that's where sort of
I'm so glad your mom trained you for my disdain for, like, I brought her flowers and we didn't speak for 24 hours.
But a lot of it's funny though, when I got to be of age, courtship and dating and all that mm-hmm. stuff, I didn't do what I saw my dad do. I did what I saw in the movies.
You went next level.
Well, like, that's what you think these other women who aren't your mother are going to want.
Well, right, because you're looking for the end game in these romantic, you're like, ooh, I want whatever they're pursuing.
Right.
And, yeah, it'd be kind of weird if you were like, man, my mom. Well, because even though, you know, mad props and there's some...
I think we talked about this. Remember a couple years ago? There was a gentleman. This was a real news story. I wish I could.
The Onion.
No, it wasn't the Onion. This was a real news story. But he mimicked and put together a game plan to try to woo a girl he was interested in by following a romantic comedy he loved and she loved, and did all the things, and it ended up with an arrest,
a restraining order pending. It's true. Yeah. You're like, too much. Dial it back, man.
Yeah, and so I really do think, as a society, we have a problem with what romance really is.
And in that, like, in the past 2 years, like, love bombing, it's a thing.
Love bombing's a thing, for sure.
Yeah. Is that, like, romance suffocation, or?
Well, here's, how would you define romance?
Yeah, tricky coming from, and I do, yes, it is there. I think gestures of love are huge, and so I think... romance is a unexpected, maybe, and I'm gonna look it up, but unexpected, like, feeling of excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tingle. Do you have?
That's definitely part of the definition.
Does romance take two people? Oh, I'm getting stuck there. Okay. You go ahead and tell me your.
Yeah. So I did look up the definition, okay. But I'm going to give sort of the definition that I had written down first. And what I really see romance as, when we're cutting through the BS that we're fed a lot of times, of what's not real, the reality of it is, when you go out of your way to make someone else feel seen and special. That's what I think it breaks down to, is it's not about this grandiose thing. I think to be
particular to the individual,
it's gotta be. It means that you were actively listening to what they enjoy. You were participating earlier and use that information in the future to make them happy. And here's the thing. You're showing them that I was thinking about you when we weren't together.
That's the money right there.
That's what I'm saying.
I could not agree more that, like, if say we're just in the beginning of dating and we're maybe on our third date or whatever, and they recall or show interest in a detail and are genuinely listening. And again, I can do a lot of work in my listening department. I like to come into a first and second date with, can you handle this? If not, like, no need to talk till we know.
Yeah.
If you can, I hope I'm a little less, but that's pretty, that's a pretty true. Like,
you're doing amazing.
If you look like a deer in the headlights, there's no use in wasting either of our time. And so,
yeah,
that does it require another person in particular to, but making them feel special in that way that they.
That's an interesting thing to consider. Truly, my definition, and this is my personal,
thought it was good.
My personal opinion is romance does require two people, because when you do those gestures and you're taking care of yourself, I don't think you're in the romance category anymore. I think you've moved into self-love and self-care, which is wonderful and amazing.
Fantastic,
but
yes.
I do think the context of romance.
I've taken myself on some good dates, but yeah, I wouldn't know if romance.
It's more self-care than it is romance, in my personal opinion, because I do think that when you use the word romance and you're talking about being a romantic, there is a connection to love. And love is important, and maybe that's a form of intimacy. Like, I don't think it's a problem that your idea of romance usually leads to some kind of sexy time. I don't think that that's a problem. I think that that's okay, but it doesn't always have to be framed in that, you know? Like
romance of the night, romance of a sunset, like using the word in that particular sense.
Yeah, I really do think that it carries the idea that it requires two people.
But if I said to you, like, man, I romanced the hell out of myself last night, it would be like, I did a face mask and did, like, the deep condition, and I, like, took care of myself.
Well, and
did whatever the hell, and I
would,
ate in the pantry.
If you came up to me randomly and said, I romanced myself last night, I'm not thinking you washed your hair.
Fair enough. And I rarely have said that, but yeah, all things imply. I can do whatever. Yeah. Just, it's my time. It's my time. But you hit the word, the reality of. And so, like, what is our reality of romance? I'm curious if I have I'm asking myself expectations of, like, I think that isn't, like, do we need it? Is that something that as humans, I don't, like, or is it just icing on a proverbial cake if you want that cake?
What I think it breaks down to is romance is feeling seen. I already described it as feeling seen and special. And so, no, I don't think romance is a need in your life at all. If you feel seen and there's people that make you feel special in your life, you don't need one particular person doing romantic shit for you. You know what
I agree.
I mean?
And that is interesting, though. Like, I'm on board with the, it takes a village. Like, there should be relationships in your life where I cannot rely on my partner. I don't want to, even. And it's easy to slip into
that.
You get
angry when you have to.
It's true. And so I think that, there is, you know what I mean? Are you following me?
I am completely following you. I think it's really a strong point for, like, there's this huge, I think every day when I flip open Apple News, there's a new study on women are not remarrying after divorce. And
true.
I think
in the spirit of we don't need it.
Well, yeah, it's always been framed through Hollywood, through the stories that we've been told.
Heteronormative.
Like, Disney even has, like, every Disney movie, like, from a very young age, we're all conditioned that the idea of romance is between a man and a woman, and it's a man trying to do nice things for women. Like, that's how it's framed to all
of us. And here we are, 2025, and I'm like, don't you dare bring me flowers.
And the reality is, I think most women are like, man, it would be really nice if he...
Our needs have changed.
Vacuumed, as opposed to brought me those effing flowers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true. And again, I think but the thinking of you, where if you brought me, it sounds so silly, but we've learned already with Love Notes and Sidewalk Chalk, but if you brought me pins. gorgeous pins the other day. I'm still thinking about them. That was like 5 days ago. Yeah, I updated my little like pouch on the go, and that was a, I know she's going to lose her mind. She'll love this.
Yeah.
And how much did that run you?
50 cents.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Two for a buck.
And so knowing your person and so needs have changed where I'm like, that is a very
You're
loving.
You're hitting it on the head of how I believe. And I'm not trying to say that my way is the end all be all, but I do think that there'd be a lot of growth with some people if we could reframe how we think about romance. And it's really, you have to learn and take the time out of your life on how you can make your partner feel special. That's romance right there. And it could be a foot rub. It could be a head rub. It could be doing something that she usually does that helps out your household that you went ahead and did without talking to her about it and made her day easier. Like,
right. And again, back to the expectation. Are you expecting expectations, reciprocation of that behavior? Is that tied up?
You know, I think that's hard because I can recognize in myself a lot of times when I do something intentional and have put in the thought that I'm hoping is going to make you feel seen and special. Well, sometimes you don't see it, but I will definitely fall on the sword where sometimes it does come with some kind of expectation. And I don't think that that's romance. If it comes with strings attached, that's not really romance. You're setting yourself up for failure. It's another breakdown in communication.
I'm thinking about the fact that we carpool often, and if you took the time to wash, vacuum, clean out my car, something like, and I did not notice because I've been riding around with you for a couple days, I do think there's a tiny chance you may explode with the desire. You'd be like, I washed the freaking car. You know, you could have at least said something and just like, damn it, I tried. And then all is lost. Because had I gotten in and been like, ooh, hold up, it smells good in here. And like, everything's nice. I would have had that was really sweet response. And the minute you're like, didn't you say thank you for that? I'm like,
yeah, this is a common problem that we run into.
Yes, you surprising me goes great.
Surprise is not, again, for all the guys listening to this podcast who are like, oh yeah, I would love to throw in some more romance. Don't start with surprise. I'm serious.
Test the waters, bro.
How many times have I been trying to do something where I like set up a date night for us and then one little element goes wrong because I'm trying.
You don't have control.
I want it to be a surprise. So I'm like keeping it close to the chest, not saying anything because I want it to be a surprise. And then you have other plans.
Yeah.
And
that
happens. It's like, and I'm like, well, I had planned to do this. And you're like, well, I had planned to, like, and it feels like what I'm saying isn't even happening. Like, it's almost a negative. That I was like, oh, I had planned this and was trying to be romantic. And you're like, well, you didn't tell me anything about it. And so,
yes.
surprise is the way to go.
An area we could stand to improve on in our grace of repairing that. Because how I receive these moments, if something comes up, different plan, whatever, there's a turn in JT's vision has been impeded. His romantic vision has come to a stop. He then tells me in this, I'm going to call it a bit of a huff.
Yeah.
That he gives me a little bit of a huff like, you don't even know, you missed out on da-da-da and da-da-da, and I was going to blow the doors off, and it was going to be great. And then I'm like, okay, cool.
That
might as well morph into something awesome that's going to happen next. But it usually is just like a story you tell that I'm just like, cool. And yeah, there's horse-drawn carriages. No, I'm kidding. There's
lack of adaptability, right? Is what I'm showing.
And
you
I'm going, how freaking sweet! He was thinking about doing something. This is great. Let's make a plan to do that. And so, because I do like a good,
let's pick it up from where we left off.
I again want to think I'm gonna go with the flow, dig surprises. But I'm realizing I'm a tough hazelnut to crack. Because if you were to make a beautiful dinner,
crack it on that booty,
and I see you light those damn gorgeous but expensive candles, I'd be like, son of a bee, why would you the dinner was enough,
right?
Why'd you have to dip into the
and
pricey
I
candles
would, and this all is sort of leading back to my thought process of I need to do a better job of understanding what makes you feel seen and special, because burning those expensive candles isn't it. And so that's
head
exactly
rub,
what
you
I want
nail on the head.
That's what I want people to reframe is like, hey, your idea of romance doesn't have to be the sunset and the picnic dinner, like whatever, it could be as simple as cleaning her car.
Yeah.
And not expecting anything in return, which is something that I definitely struggle with, where when I make these gestures, I do want them to be meaningful and significant. And it's not always that way.
Right. You are not in control of the reaction right. of the other person. Because, yeah, that goes back to the expectation. If on a first date, the old tried and true took me to dinner and a movie, picked me up, yada, yada. Does that imply that I have to invite this person up? That I have to, you know, like,
no, it shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
It should not.
No, but absolutely. When you've put forth the, like, it does. And I think, like, the way I'd love to frame this for myself is, like, it has to stay as this is a positive opportunity for, like, where do you read on the how much romance? Where are we coming in at? And, like, okay, I'm going to start, you know, tinkering with some ideas that might be blow your socks off with something a little something small.
Right.
If I show up with chocolate, you're pretty good to go.
That's yeah. true. Exactly. Because because you know what's going to make me feel seen and special. Mm-hmm. And that's what it sort of boils down to, in my opinion.
But right, I think that I'm just thinking about your chocolate moment. Imagine walking in and somebody's working hard on their diet and you're like, I want to tell them how beautiful they are and they love them.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's circle back to your mom. If yeah, I got her dark chocolate covered cherries, she wouldn't talk to me for the rest of the afternoon.
Unless it was a special occasion and you've learned that Bingo. Very quick where we're like, these are a birthday and Christmas only kind of thing.
Because... Oh, I've already figured out she and I have a rhythm where I eat one or two before I give them to her. And so I'm like, did my part. You're here in this now.
That's awesome. This episode of Let's Dig Into That is brought to you by...
Stop trying to get in their pants and download the app for romance. Face it, flowers, chocolates, the fire risk of that knockoff bearskin rug, the old days of courting are long gone. With the advent of the internet and trending emotional intelligence, our stock list of tried and true romantic gestures has evolved into surefire formulas to get you shut down. Now, with the only app you'll need to ensure your partner feels seen, heard, and downright cherished, download NooWoo! Guaranteed to eavesdrop on your every conversation, noting your partner's inclinations and subtle suggestions, NooWoo will prompt you with custom ideas tailored to swoon. Whether it's a text mid-afternoon to remind them how much they're valued or the unexpected note on a pillow, NooWoo keeps the romance alive in today's frenzied world. They'll feel like you're reading their mind and their heart. Now with lunar tracking, sexiversary reminders, and location pins for their favorite spots, you can earn relationship badges with NooWoo, providing romantic resuscitation for the next generation. NooWoo, might as well pretend it's your idea.
Forever in demo phase.
So you just said something. You said the small things, and I want to focus in on that for a second because we've already sort of touched on, like, surprise might not be where to get going. You know what I mean?
Big,
like,
romantic surprise gesture.
Exactly.
Not the touch.
But it made me think about the actual definition. I told you I looked it up. And the actual definition of romance is a feeling of excitement and mystery. That's pretty interesting there.
And mystery. I like
associated it. With love. That's how it's defined. That's the first definition if you look it up in the dictionary. And so mystery.
Something being defined by a mystery is kind of, it's intense. It's deep.
A feeling of excitement and mystery. So there is an element of, in that definition, of surprise.
Take your breath away, like, oh, yeah,
and I think
unexpected.
Right, unexpected. Oh. There you go. I think there's a huge difference between those things, of surprising someone and doing something unexpected.
Right.
You know, and I think that that's important to recognize.
Washing your car and selling your car to buy you the minivan you never wanted.
Exactly right. And so that's just something before we...
Unexpected.
I think unexpected is important in there. And to give some framework, like you used your car example. If I did that, didn't tell you I was going to do it, just did it, that would be something that you would enjoy. And maybe you look at that as a surprise, but I look at that as something that's unexpected. A surprise is like, oh, I've planned this huge trip and I didn't tell you anything about it. And so forget your needs and what's going on in that time frame. Like, start small. Start small is the punchline.
I'm in complete agreement with you here on the unexpected nature. However, I would be remiss not to admit to my massive puppeteering that, yes, the unexpected washing my car is a subtle. You know what? It would mean so much or that's something I never get around to, or, oh, I'm picking up so-and-so at the airport on Thursday. I am planting freaking seeds like right. a gardener.
And I don't always handle.
And it doesn't take the romance away, though. When you do, when it happens, I'm just like, hot damn, that was awesome.
Yeah, and that's sort of our dynamic. And it works well because a lot of times when you are saying, oh, these things would mean a lot to me, I'm cataloging them in my brain and planning when to do them to make sure that they impact our romance in the most profound way.
I'm a lot,
way.
Guys. I'm a lot.
You know, like, okay, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do that on a day where I know she's got a lot going on and it's going to really, really have the impact I want. And that's kind of, that's how we've built an idea of romance.
And loving you actually caused me to ask myself of like, what do I think is, because I didn't necessarily when I'm like, oh, I've had these, like, that was really great. You know, that mm-hmm. was a yeah, fun memory, you know,
sure.
but I don't, and I did have to get a little more clear on, yeah, when is it a foot rub is
yeah.
leaps and bounds above, you know, a 5-star dinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, huh. So, in your history, like, to,
yes.
not in this relationship, have
okay.
you been, have you made, like, grand romantic gestures? Have you made them? And what's your experience been like in that capacity?
Oh, I feel like I gotta say, have I made them? Who, I'm sure there were, like, making of favorite meals. I remember taking my first BF on a, before there were phones that were computers, and I had like the astrology map and packed a picnic and like watched
oh, nice.
The stars and all of that. And I thought, I remember saying out loud to my mom that I would totally date myself. I would make a kick ass partner. And so I
yep.
still feel, yep.
yep. Uh-huh.
And so I do think I've been on, but I've probably much more notable in memory is my inadequacy in being a great receiver. I'm okay with it, but like it's not my.
Well, so how did your partner that you did the astrology date
mm-hmm.
how did that go over for that person?
Eh.
Because when you say, oh man, I would totally date myself, it sounds like you're planning something that you think is romantic.
Bingo. Did I tune into what they
not luckily, attuned with your partner
or luckily anything. I had a soccer ball in the back seat and we were fine. And so, but
so
I do think
soccer date would have been romance in his mind, maybe.
Yes, if we literally just juggled back and forth, I think he would have been just, yeah, let's run some quick sprints and then go stand in that goal.
Yeah, my experiences are pretty similar.
I was gonna ask that I could see if I had to wager, would you, I hope you're willing to share, but is there something where, I don't know, I just feel like you'll be like, she's gonna love this and I get to love it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
which is good.
One of the things I think about.
I just see a little tit for tat action in your past for some reason.
My first girlfriend and my first like romantic gesture straight out of the movies. It was totally placed in there by society. But I booked a Clydesdale horse-drawn carriage to take us down the 16th Street Mall in Denver. But
okay.
here's the caveat. Okay. It took us to the Broncos game. Which is what
oh,
I
that's
wanted.
Kind of,
which
okay.
is what I wanted to do.
I wasn't wrong, but I'm like, it's gonna be like, and then it ends in my chocolate fountain. Like,
yeah.
So you ended up in a. Did she like football?
She did, and I think it went over decently well. But like, when I think back to that, I was definitely more thinking about what I thought was romantic and not what she thought was romantic. We did go to her favorite restaurant beforehand. It's a restaurant that has a gigantic menu and is famous for desserts. And then we got in the horse-drawn carriage and rode to the Broncos
trotted
so
over to the Broncos
game. I incorporated things that I knew she was going to like, but, you know, when I
think,
retrospectively, it was sort of a selfish gesture
because
mm-hmm. I hadn't done the time to be in tune with what she really would have thought was even
It was
better.
Fun when it was my part of the day. And then it was your part of the day.
Yeah, and that's
let's
I really do
different
think
ones.
Real true romance comes without the idea that something is going to be reciprocated. It's not a your turn, my
but
turn.
But good for us on fleshing out what we were into.
Well,
because you do have to do that kind of self-analysis of
yeah.
like.
Well, this all makes me think about, like, you asked about self mm-hmm. romance. And this same girlfriend that I dated for a long time did this. And she even called them like, I'm going to have a me night. And,
oh, okay.
Again, we don't have to dig too much into this because it's,
oh,
but
okay.
I remember she was having one of her nights and I went over there and she was drinking wine.
Hold on, you interrupted her night?
We lived walking distance to each other, and she had my car keys.
Because I was like, I just needed to
go over there and get my car keys. Okay. And anyway, when I get over there to grab my keys, she's having a wonderful night. Lights are dimmed, quiet music's going on. She's reading a book. She's drinking a glass of wine in a robe in lingerie.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, and the way she framed it to me was extremely acceptable. I thought it was actually a really cool self-care mm-hmm. method. And every person I tell that story to is like, oh, man, you were
first blind. Thought is he's in the closet. Second thought. And I'm like, I hope you warned her that you're coming. And I apologize if that offends in some way you, because like I'm not trying to hurt your feels.
No, not at all.
On that one. But I also am not at all against popping on something that made me feel like million freaking bucks. And I owe nobody
exactly.
any reasoning or excuse.
How could I argue with how she framed
but
it?
But if my boyfriend came to the door, I'd probably be like, hey, you know, like I don't know if I think that seems a little bit like a tease-esque or if that was part of the routine and you guys,
I'm using that lived experience to sort of prove my point on why I believe mm-hmm. that romance takes two people, because that's self-care. And regardless of what was going on in that particular
that is
perhaps instance,
self-care. Yeah,
I wanted to honor the opportunity for self-care. And but I don't think that that's romance.
So when she came to the door, robe, lingerie underneath, light stem, wine in hand, mm-hmm. yeah, book, whatever, like magazine, I would have believed more. But what was your, did you do the mature grown-up thing of like, I hope you have the most amazing night? And then how did you feel when that door closed and you turned to go get your vehicle?
I felt inadequate. I felt like it was time for me to need to step up and do more things. Like it created an unnecessary pressure and it's not how it should have been framed, but this is what happened. You asked the question is, I of course did the respectful thing and said, okay, I'm going to have trust in the fact that this is what she needs tonight. But it definitely made me feel like I'm not making her feel mm-hmm. special or seen. And so it almost felt like
a wake up call.
It was like a wake up call of get my act together. And that's not how the relationship played out. That was not what she was asking for. But at the same time, that's how it made me feel.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that most of us would be faced with a little dose of insecurity of this is what I've. Because have you seen that outfit? Was that a common, was she often in lingerie when the two of you were together?
No.
All right, we'll do a whole nother podcast episode on this because that's going to kill your romance. Well, but
It was a struggle, but at the same time, I still, if there wasn't anything else going on, power to her. Like, mm-hmm. that's awesome. And I think that that's amazing. So I don't want to take that away. But what it sort of makes me think about is what is the societal sort of obligation,
cultural expectation of,
like, why did I leave that thinking the worst? Why did I think that I needed to step it up? And, you know,
why did you internalize all that,
right?
And your
and
insecurity
where does all this like unnecessary pressure to be romantic and have these grandiose,
well, we talked about
moments.
It being like a not a necessity, kind of icing on the cake, a beautiful additional way to connect and
but
not
is
necessarily
it framed that way?
Required of your partner. Oh, like culturally, is it framed that way? No. Do you want to give me what your current take on where we stand?
Well, I don't know.
I think my take on this moment of with the ex-girlfriend is that she wanted the freedom to have a night to do her own thing. And your security was threatened.
Yes.
Massively.
Right.
And so I think that unfortunately requires the perhaps I'd like to think not the least romantic, but being able to talk about that. Like, how sexy would it be if you're like, I could not stop thinking about you the minute I drove away. Mm-hmm. You know, what can we do to bring? And so that's very, it's.
That would have been romance. That would have been romance.
Yeah, turn this into an opportunity. But it is. It sounds like you're grasping. I'm doing these romantic gestures because it's a freaking lifeboat. I am just trying everything because you are terrified of losing this person. And that was a really hard, like, your reaction seems chemically normal.
Well, to finish the story, the result was I planned a trip that I knew she would love because she was a shark fanatic to go to California and dive with sharks. Like cool. That was almost in response to like what happened that night.
And I am going to show her my love in this way. That's a big, for certain folks, romantic gesture. Others worse sorta, nightmares.
But yeah, the trip was terrible. It was like, it was the wrong move. What you just said would have been real romance, not the fake sort of what we all see and perceive from society. Like mm-hmm. think about where we stand for romance right now. With all the dating apps, and I don't want to throw all the dating apps in, but like if it's a hookup app, if we're talking about Tinder,
right?
Like, I don't see how there's any romance there.
If I think of a quick snapshot that's just like society as a whole, it's a little tiny bit dark. Where I think you're right that I'm like, the sex before romance seems very much acceptable in the norm right now, because it's like, let's make sure this works and then we'll, you know, woo each other after we've seen each other woo-woos.
I'm gonna get this piece of information first. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that's a little disheartening.
Yeah.
Of I'm all about this kind of looking at, like, you know, inside of what do I want, what do I need, and not necessarily thinking that just has to come from a partner. But I think we are in a tricky time.
Well, it's amazing what can happen from a simple perspective switch. And I really do think that men, because that's what I know, I'm a guy, I can only speak to that. I think men are sort of flooded with this idea that you need to make these grand gestures. And I think it actually appeals us. It's more appealing for us to be on those hookup apps because that seems hard. You know what I mean?
And I would say, give a shit, good listening, follow through, not a dick.
Exactly right. And that's what I'm saying. But I think a lot of guys grow up with a misunderstanding of what romance really is. And they think that, oh, all women are going to require this of me, of these huge, you know, Grand Central stations showing up before you get on a train, like blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. You name it. We've all seen a million of mm-hmm. them. But in reality, that's not what it is. The realities of romance is it is the head rub. It is the foot rub. It is the doing the thing that you can do to make that person feel special and seen without having to be asked to do it. Mm-hmm. That's all it breaks down to. And like that's I don't think we're in a dark time. I think it just needs to be reframed because everything that we are choosing to see and choosing to look at is telling us something that's not real. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like that's how I break down romance, is like start small, don't go crazy with the surprises, like unexpected small gestures are how it all builds.
And how am I not going to be held responsible for you being this sweetheart of, I tried, even though we ended up at a football game, but the horse rides and the understanding of self night, that how are you not going to bring into this relationship expectations of, I am freaking worthy of the things I've done in my past and being on the receiving end of those? Were you able to come into this with, I am going to step back, start fresh, and take this as a seeing this person?
Yeah, I think it all starts with active listening, and we've done a podcast on that. But
I'm still not even remotely good.
You know,
I take a lot of notes.
Again, simplify, 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 simplify. If we look at the big picture of what romance is, it's skewed, it's altered, it's like statistics. Statistics always lie.
Hey, I'm just saying, I'm all about that curve.
When you look at it a big picture, you got to individualize this thing inside your own relationship with your partner. What is going to make your partner mm-hmm. specifically, not every woman that is wooed by these grand things in movies, mm-hmm. what's going to make your partner feel
special?
And it does
require both of us to use our words. Like imagine first day, I'm like, oh, how cute. He bought me a Pez dispenser. And it's got a little heart. And then
but
I
if you
react.
Collected them.
And then he keeps bringing me freaking Pez dispensers. And I'm like, what in the world? I have to use my words. And tell yeah. you that I, yeah. And so it is, I think, as it morphs over time.
Right.
And it is romantic to honor, you know, memories of like our first this. Oh, I have friends that still celebrate their sex night anniversary. Like, that's real.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, I think that there's a lot of opportunity and there's a lot of room for error.
But does that make sense to you? I think that a lot of men particularly are trying to do the romantic gestures that they've either seen.
Yeah.
Or
the stories, yeah.
That make them happy. Doing this romantic gesture will make me feel like I'm doing what they want. And that's the wrong perspective.
It is the wrong perspective. And I'm going to even like dovetail that into what about our expectations of our partners to brag about to our friends? You know, where I am and you're going, I have no idea, but I'm holding you to some standard of I need to be able to show up at happy hour and be like, you will not believe.
Right. There's an element of that as well, but it's all, that's the fake stuff. Mm-hmm. And I really think, I wish we could cut through the bullshit and just be like, real romance is the tiny little small things that you can do to make someone feel special and seen.
Yeah.
If you can break it down to that, that make you feel special and seen. That's the one that I'm guilty of, is when I do something in a romantic fashion for you, a lot of times it's because I want to be seen, mm-hmm. not I want to make you feel seen. That's the communication breakdown. If you can actually do something that makes them feel special and seen, as opposed to reflecting on yourself in a positive way, that's real romance.
Where do you think we stand, like, in our current... This is a slippery slope, but I want to zero through fire. Like 1 to 10, 10 being like, we are just the romantics. They're going to write, you know, how to,
this is
based on our experience, or a one being, wow.
This is an area where I can grow. A lot of times I'm not perceptive enough where I could do better. Like, you are an anticipating needs person. And guess what that is? That's romance.
Mm-hmm.
When I can anticipate what would make
truly
your day
truly bringing me
easier.
Ice water with lemon in it.
Truly,
that is
when you do that for me. I don't reciprocate. It's those simple small things. It's about being perceptive and about listening. And I want to do a better job of that, because there are opportunities missed that I would have preferred to make you feel awesome, but I'm caught up in my own shit. And I don't take the time. And
I did not mean
and
for
I want
that.
To do. I will. I think there. This is an
how
area
lucky
where
am I wanting to
be
better? Yay
grow.
For all of us. Yeah, I'm like, I feel that too. Where I'm like, man, I think I could. Yeah, I agree that I definitely my gestures, my tokens are very much in the wheelhouse of what feels right to me. Again, sidewalk chalk is not everybody's jam, but and if you put jewelry in a cornbread, I would not be pleased. Oh. Like, that's a joke. That is. I would be so upsetting.
Well, I don't want to let you off the hot seat too much, because you asked a question.
1 to 10, yeah.
I want to hear a 1 to 10 from you, because, again, you are good at the little notes and the ice water.
I
you
think
do
that
a lot
we have,
of little things.
We are not by any means, like, stretching ourselves. I don't feel dissatisfied or lacking, but I think I'm going to say we're kind of in that, like, 7.5 is what I feel.
I would have gone 7. So I think we understand. And
was I being totally on? I think 7's probably, no. Yeah. 7.5, great. But I do think I'd like to pretend that I could maintain and be a very positive participant in a coasting 8, 8.5.
Yeah.
I think that's real.
I think that's real too.
That feels healthy.
That's what we're trying to do. We're talking about the realities of romance.
Realities of romance. And yeah. I don't think that it means that, yeah, expect, oh man, I'm sorry, I'm still at the front door getting your car keys. I apologize. I am a love ninja, and I think we're set up for success here.
I think so too. This has been an absolutely great conversation.
We never said romance once
We said intimacy, and we sort of meant the same
scheduled
thing, but there is
sex,
a
maybe soften
difference.
It with a bit of romance. Who would have thought about stuff like crazy town? Crazy
well,
town.
It led to a whole new podcast. So
thank you, listeners. Yes, your feedback you, listeners. Is like, hey guys, did you happen to notice? It is so amazing to have you with us. Over the top. Thank
Over
you for
the
chatting
top.
With me.
Of course. I'm JT. Thanks for listening.
And I'm Jordan. Until next time.
Be brave, beautiful friends.
Love Ninja. Over and out.